This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hour now. This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with C. Schillen and On Air Victoria. That's their handle at Twitter. Also, you have a Twitter handle? I've always been a fan of Warren Eckstein's. He's one of most of the people, as you've probably realized, that are here with regularity on a daily or weekly basis are people I respect and regard like. Warren is one of those people. He is a consummate broadcaster and a great human being. Obviously, you can hear the passion in his voice when he's talking about animals. If you haven't heard his pet show, which has been broadcast on the weekends around the country for 30 years, you're missing out on a great chance to learn things that you need to know about your pet, how to feed him, how to love him, how to care for him, and the psychology of being a pet owner, which is kind of an interesting thing. I think you often say, Warren, pay more attention to the owners because they need help more than the pets do.
You're absolutely right. Listen, look at the typical family. The husband tells the dog to jump up on the couch, and the wife tells the dog to get off the couch, and the dog says, hey, Warren, they drive me crazy. Give me them. What am I supposed to do here? That's the problem, the lack of consistency in families with their pets.
Well, it's the same with children, too, by the way. Dogs and cats and pets are treated the same as children. Children are screwed up because one parent says one thing and the other parent says something else, right? I mean, that's really what it is.
It makes sense. Consistency. That's if you want the perfect pet, not the perfect pet. If you want a pet to enjoy life and you want to enjoy your pet, everyone be consistent.
All right, listen up for a few minutes, folks. We have a few items of interest here that will help you in your dealings with perhaps the two-legged animals in your family and the four-legged animals. For example, there's a new study that suggests women are better at understanding dogs than men are. Why is that anything other than a duh?
It's kind of interesting because they say it's known that women have a higher emotional... I don't know this. Is this true, Doug? It's known that women have a higher emotional sensitivity, and probably this higher sensitivity can help differentiate better the context of what dogs are thinking about.
In most cases, I think I'm in touch with my feminine side, so I'm pretty sensitive. I think the ladies would agree to...
You're sensitive with animals, yes.
Oh, wait a minute.
Right, Kara?
It's time for me to go to another show, guys. I'll see you later.
Zing! All right, so what happens if there are some apps? I think we started talking about some of these apps. The Rover app. You're looking for a dog walker or a sitter or a place to board your dog. This is an app. Do you find some of these apps? People talk, they call you up and say, all right, so what about this app or that app for my pet?
You know, it's interesting because we just, in the last month or two, we got two calls, one from that company specifically asking about being on the show with me because they figured it would be a great place to be.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is I always tell people that if you really want to find the best people to take care of your pets, the best vet in the area, just ask the people that are walking their dogs. Go to the local dog park. There you're going to get all the information. And at the local dog park, you're going to have people say good things and bad things about a specific place, but you can get a lot of opinions there. So I'm not so sure apps are the way to go. You know, apps are kind of set up by someone maybe sitting in Cleveland and you're living in Santa Monica. So I really trust the local people. For example, if you go to the local dog park where we go, Doug, where we may go, they're going to recommend our veterinarian because he's one of the best reputation in here. So that's the best way to get it.
Yeah, yeah. We even called him to get his input on having an operation for Millie here. And I trust him more than I do anybody else. And I'm always thankful that you introduced me to him because he took such fabulous care of Charlotte. Here's... a story, and I wonder how you would deal with this. Fellow abandoned his 12-year-old dog in a field with a note. All the dog's belongings were there. A neighbor gave him the pup. He raised up the pup, and the dog was... He tied the dog to a tree, and the dog was out overnight in a storm. The dog's owner had left a note. He said... This dog is not my dog. My neighbor asked me if I would take charge of the dog as my neighbor planned a new life for herself. I said yes. My neighbor was happy thinking Tessa was in good hands, but I don't need a dog. But this was a 12-year-old dog.
Where's that judge again? We need him.
But yeah. It wouldn't make any difference if this was a 5-year-old dog. Doug, once something that's living is your responsibility, it's your job to make sure you take care of it to the end, whether it be finding a foster home, finding another place for it, but leaving it tied up, a 12-year-old dog tied up, you might as well, the dog's going to die. He's not going to survive. So the bottom line is, he has a perfect situation where I don't know what this guy's intentions were. I don't know if he was just confused, but the bottom line, it was his responsibility once he took it on to find the proper home for that dog. I work with a rescue organization here in Southern California called Delta. Delta has 1,500 animals at a sanctuary right now, specifically picked up that were abandoned in the deserts and the forest around Southern California. 1,500 of them, and they stay there for life and they're taken care of. I don't understand how people can just abandon a pet and not make sure that they found some proper place for it to live.
We don't understand those people in the thinking. That's just it. Why? We just don't understand. They don't understand us.
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get it.
All right, so there was I heard you talking about essentially helicopter pet guardians, helicopter, like the helicopter. We have this whole thing with the generation that Kara has grown up in. We call it helicopter parenting. They're around all the time, and they want to know everything that's going on. And apparently, there are a group of pet guardians or people who have pets who are just the same way. They can't possibly leave the dogs or cats alone.
It's me. I'm a helicopter pet parent, and I should be the last person in the world to be that. But in other words, I have to know where my pets are at all times.
So how do you do that? How do you accomplish that?
First of all,
unless they're with you. Charlotte was with me every minute of every day, so I knew where she was all the time.
You know what I do, Doug. When I'm gone, when I'm out of the house, 24 hours, I have a Swedish nanny that comes in. I should have the Swedish nanny, but the Swedish nanny comes
in. She took care of Charlotte, too.
And she takes care of Cisco, and she stays here overnight. So that's just me. You know why? I think it's because I hear every horror story ever told about animals, and I'm so overprotective of my own.
Yeah. Well,
I think that's what causes it.
Maybe that's what it is. But is it a good thing? Yeah, in this case, they can't communicate the same way the humans can. So they need a charge around them, and finding if you're fortunate like Warren did and I did, had this lady take care of our pets. When Charlotte was in California with me, I couldn't bring her back and forth with me when I had to quickly go back and forth to the East Coast each time. So she would stay home, and this lady would stay with her, and she loved her as if, I mean, there's so many people who in some way, shape, or form, Warren, get their emotional needs from the animals because they can't get the emotional needs that they need, that they have with a human being.
Listen, you're looking at a person who's here today based on the fact that his relationship with animals. I mean, they saved my life 3 different times. I'm not going to pinpoint specifically when, but they did save my life 3 times. But you hit an interesting point. Just as much as I'm a helicopter parent over my pets are Velcro pets. They are on top of me 24/7. In other words, I am anywhere, outside, inside, wherever
I am.
They
want to be with you.
And they're Velcro dogs. And you know what? Yeah. People say, how do I stop that? Who wants to stop it?
Why do you want to stop it?
Exactly.
Charlotte never got more than 4 feet away from me, unless she was tired, she went to sleep. No matter where we were, she was there. And in the morning or when I was done with my radio work and I was going to the farm, she was out the door before I was. Time to go. Let's go.
It's been 20 years since I've had both legs and arms on the bed at the same time. And I have a little dog now. But, you know, if he's sleepy, he sleeps horizontally. I got to convince him to sleep vertically.
What did he say about that?
You know what? Denise is on the other side of the bed. Nice room. Nice and comfy. The dog's pushing me off. But you know what? Yeah. When I'm not there, he does the same thing to her.
Really?
And I love it. I think it's great. So what? I'm a little stiff in the morning. It's worth it.
Yeah, it really is. Remember when Charlotte used to stick her butt in my face? She just weren't bury herself in the pillows.
And underneath the cover. See, my guy sleeps under the
covers. And then if you moved her, she'd turn around and give you that look. Huh? What's that all about? All right, Warren, you are a great human being. I love you dearly. Warren Eckstein, who hosts the Pet Show, petshow.com. And as I have advised many times over the many years that Warren and I have been friends, that hugs and kisses combo for cats and dogs, there are 2 separate lines. They are all vitamins and minerals that the dog and the cat need. You need to check that out online and order them. Have them for your dog or your cat. Hugsandkisses.com. 16 after the hour. As long as I'm giving you some advice, take some advice from Victoria and Kara and me when it comes to what you sleep. Warren is talking about it. Sleep. I should send him to parachute home. Have you, Warren, are you still there? Did he go away? He's gone. All right. There you are. All right. So, you know, over on Rose, you're not very far. If you go to Venice and you go up Rose, a couple of blocks above where that street is that the Gold's Gym is on the right-hand side in that newly, that gentrified area of Rose, there's a storefront, and it says Parachute. That's all it says on it, Parachute. If you go in there, take Denise, she won't be able to get out of there, and you'll be sorry you brought her in there.
Well, thanks for the recommendation, Doug.
Yeah. No, and you just said you were talking about sleeping and stuff, and I was thinking this is a perfect place for Warren to go and to actually talk. You can. There are some people, and I guess I was one of them, who would get special linen, special beds, special things for the dog to sleep on. And this is the equivalent. This is a place where you get special things that are just for the bedroom. The Parachute Home bedding, pillowcases, sheets, like nothing you have ever slept on. And if you want the best for your dog, then you need to go online to parachutehome.com/DJV. You get free shipping, free returns. This is, can you imagine under the circumstances having a set of sheets? You try them for 60 days, you don't like them, you send them back. It's pretty amazing. And that's what they do. Parachutehome.com. Check them out for all the bedding that you need. A more comfortable home will be yours when you buy your bedding, your towels, your linens, all kinds of things great for the home at parachutehome.com/DJV.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
So here we go to the Big Bang Theory and Maim Bialik, who has, is that how you pronounce your name?
Close. Right? Yep, Maim Bialik, but close.
That too. Anyway, so there are a lot of people who keep asking about whether the big stars in that show took a salary cut so that she and, I guess, one or two other people could get raises. She says, you ought not to believe everything you read. I'm happy to report we have a very cohesive cast. Say it again, Doug. Cohesive cast, and we all know that our strength is being together. We really love each other. We love going to work. We're excited, yada, yada.
Does any of that equal that the guys did take a cut? Because it kind of sounds like they didn't.
Yeah, it does.
Right? Wouldn't you interpret it that way?
Why do you even say anything? You didn't. There's no. That's not a contribution to the conversation. She said nothing.
Mm. So I think that she's being pressed a lot about this because she's on a book tour right now, and I think a lot of people are asking her because the story sounds great. The rest of the cast decided to take a pay cut. You know, it sounds good, but I don't know that it happened.
No. Jimmy Kimmel is going to be the Oscar host again next year. The ratings weren't that good, but apparently they like him. So why did they bring him back if the ratings weren't that good?
I don't think he was responsible for the ratings drop, though. I mean, on social media, he was very popular as the host. People really liked him. I think even you said, Doug, that you didn't mind
him. Yeah, I didn't, and I don't like him normally.
Right.
I don't care for his shtick.
Right.
All right, there's a story that we posted yesterday about Tyler Henry, who is the medium to the stars, talking with Alan Thicke before he died, telling him that if he didn't get his heart checked out, he'd be gonzo. And he didn't say it quite that way, but that's what he meant. And so there's the new season. I think there's a little coincidence
tonight.
Here.
Starting yep, there's tonight, a new season tonight on E! At 8 o'clock. Yep.
Hollywood Medium with Tyler Henry. I'm sure there'll be a conversation about what happened with Alan Thicke there. 21 after the hour.
Hi. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
John Bon Jovi, one of their big songs, a lot of talent here. So, why are we talking about Bon Jovi? Well, this is the music portion of the hour, and every hour at this time, there's some musical news about some of the big stars in music. It's fun to kind of get a focus on stories like this. Bon Jovi surprised graduates and guests at Fairleigh Dickinson University's commencement exercises yesterday by putting on a performance, sort of impromptu. Fairleigh Dickinson won a nationwide contest to bring Bon Jovi to play at their graduation by generating the most interest on social media. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Victoria, you're a Jerseyite.
Mm-hmm.
John Bon Jovi was born in New Jersey as well.
Yep.
Another one like
the whole band.
The Boss. Really? Everybody's from there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they spoke to the graduates before they performed Reunion, which is a song about a class getting together years after to share memories. He said, quote, "Today marks the end of one chapter of your life and the start of another." And then he said, "Enjoy the book. You're the one writing it, the book of your life. Whatever your vision of how your life is going to be going forward, do it in pencil." What a great bit of advice that is. Great thing is the journey is about to begin. You can take some turns along the way. It may take you someplace you never even dreamed of going. So be open to that. I think that's great.
So true. Yep.
Advice. Great advice. Reunion was first performed by Bon Jovi in 2015 at the commencement exercises at Rutgers. And it's on the current album, This House Is Not For Sale. Most of the students didn't even know who, they knew who he was, but they didn't know he'd be performing, appearing, until they were inside the stadium, which is where the Jets and the Giants play. Yeah,
that's a big graduation.
Crowd. Yeah, right, that's a big crowd. So, good for him. It's got that sound, so identifiable. Kind of like, I always have not confused the two, but I put U2 and Bon Jovi sort of in the same big bucket. Just the way they approach their music, I think. Although, I mean, they don't get their sources the same, but it's just, I feel good when I listen to them. Maybe that's the way that I can describe the two of them. All right, up next musically, L. King has gotten herself married. It was a secret. She got married, and then she split from Andrew Ferguson. How long was she married to this guy?
Well, I guess they announced that they were engaged a few weeks after they met in February of 2016. They announced they were engaged.
Great recipe for success. Get married 2 weeks. Listen to me. I got married. The only time I got married, I only knew the woman for 3 months before I married her.
They've got you beat. They got married 3 weeks after they met. But they didn't tell anyone. They just said that they were engaged, so they didn't actually say that they were already married. And then the weird thing is, a few months later, Elle was featured on TLC's show Say Yes to the Dress, and she was there picking out her wedding gown. So they had this big wedding planned, which would have been a month ago, and a month ago when it was supposed to happen, she posted something on Instagram saying that, you know, she was on the road and she was choosing rock and roll over marriage or something like that. So everyone knew it was ending, but no one knew she was already married. 27. She is Rob Schneider's daughter.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, got it. Yep. Yeah.
She's super talented, and, you know, it's very sad. She seems very broken up about it.
Well, Rob, come on. Do a better job with your daughter. Don't let her get married again until she's, like, 35. That's the advice from a parent who has advised his children to do the same thing. And so far, that has worked. 28 past the hour.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals, come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How can we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years. Unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
After the hour now, powerful voice of Doug Steffen with the powerful voice of Victoria Keelan and the voice of
Kevin.
Whoa! Oh, come on.
That's not nice.
Let me just press the off button.
Bingo, we're done. This is sort of a pet hour. I'm going to have a fellow with us in a few minutes who has some advice for those of you who don't take good... Well, no, I shouldn't put it in the pejorative. Just a way for you to think about your dog as we get into the warm weather, what you need to know about protecting your pet in the heat, okay? So we'll get into that in a few minutes. Right now, I'm distracted and distressed a bit, and you'll hear it in my voice. You kind of can. I saw that. I was actually distressed a little bit in the last half hour because I saw this and I thought, God... Every time I see one of these things, I get carried away. Georgia this morning carried out an execution. Guy that had been convicted of killing his neighbor 25 years ago. At 1:17 this morning, he was injected with the stuff that you need to have in you to quiet you down, and then they give him the other stuff, and bingo, bango, he was done. But he was convicted in January of 1992. This is 2017, in case you haven't realized it. What possible good does it do at this point to put somebody like this to death? Anyway, his last words were, this is the last words of this fellow, let me see, what's his name? Ledford. J.W. Ledford. That's it. He said, "You can kiss my white trash ass goodbye," as he smiled and they stuck the needle in his arm.
Wow.
Oh, my God. All of the
so he was white.
The news media and how they got him. They've got the camera over him taking his final breath.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's just
like it's a sport. It's
ridiculous
disgusting.
Theater. It is. Right. Exactly. And I the idea here that, you know, what he did, and I don't even want to go through the stuff that he did. I just am thinking about this as how powerful a deterrent it might be. And people say, well, this is the system, and it protects those. And I agree with that, too, because so many people have been put to death that ought not to be put to death. But what's fascinating about this, it brings me around to thinking about something that many of you probably don't know. It's been about 40-some-odd years since the Supreme Court brought in the what they call the modern death penalty era. And 8,000 death sentences have been taken, have been accomplished. Is that, what's the right word? Have taken place. So, 5% of those have been overturned because the wrong people were prosecuted and convicted. Don't you think that's a substantial number?
Mm-hmm.
That's 400 people who are on death row that would have gone to death had it not been for the Supreme Court ruling and a lot of the other things that went with it. But what you didn't know, and this came out in a report issued last year by the Fair Punishment Project, the focus on capital punishment. This is what really catches me here. That the in terms of capital punishment in the U.S., it's what the law review characterized as a personality-driven system where only a handful of prosecutors are responsible for most of the death sentences. In fact, there are 5 prosecutors who are responsible for more people being put on death row than any other in the country. Caddo Parish District Attorney in Louisiana, Dale Cox, is one of them. He says, "I think we need to kill more people." And when he said, this brings sort of visceral satisfaction to me. Another one of them is Donnie Myers of Lexington, Kentucky. Another one of these prosecutors. He says the only reason he gets up in the morning is to try death penalty cases. Oh. Virtually the only time you see me in court is when I'm trying to kill somebody.
Oh. This is terrible. I mean, I'm vehemently opposed to capital punishment anyway, but how do you talk about a life this way?
Listen to this.
And the irony of the situation that they are putting someone who killed someone on death row, and yet
right.
these people are excited to get up
Can't
and kill
wait
someone.
To kill someone.
Yeah.
And they get to legally do it.
Myers was found to have committed misconduct in 46% of the cases that he has. He's put 39 people to death. And 46% of them, well, there were capital cases. Fortunately, they didn't all get put to death. And the other guy, there's another one. Let's see here. There's a guy named Bob Macy of Oklahoma County, committed misconduct in 18 of the 54 capital convictions he prosecuted. Here's Joe Freeman of Robeson County, North Carolina. He was, and when they say misconduct, they overturn. In this guy's case, 14 of the 38 capital cases were overturned. These guys are so interested in putting people to death, that's it. That's their whole life is, you know, condemn them and kill them. That's what they say. It's just...
Oh, that makes me ill.
Well, it's part of the reality.
Yeah, well, Victoria and I watched the show Trial and Error, which is...
Oh, my God, Carrie, you're reading my mind.
Yeah, exactly. It's a show that was had John Lithgow on it last season, and basically he's on trial for possibly killing his wife. And
it's a comedy, though.
It's a comedy.
Oh, really?
And so you laugh at it, but just talking about the story, it's so realistic because the prosecutor, basically, she's a woman who's trying to prove herself. And over again, she's just saying, I need to win this case. I need to win this case. And by winning this case, she needs to put him on death row so that she can prove that she can win a huge case like this.
In a guy's game?
Yeah. And so it's funny and it's crazy the way that, you know, she goes through all this dirty, underhanded stuff to win. But
it sounds like it's ripped from the headlines.
Realistic.
I mean,
All right. So let's have something pleasant here before we pause. The story... Well, I don't know if this is pleasant or not. I want to take a trip to a tiny island, Henderson Island, in the South Pacific, thousands of miles.
That sounds lovely.
From any place, like Guam, a neat place. However, new study out, the island is covered with the highest density of plastic debris ever recorded anywhere. There are 37 million pieces of plastic trash on this island, brought there by ocean currents that dump thousands of new pieces of trash in there every day. There are 5 trillion bits of plastic garbage on the high seas. And places like this that are sort of islands that it sort of depends on the undercurrents and the winds and all that other stuff. But there are a few islands like this. And in this circumstance, as the plastic pollution is traveling, it's sort of... It wants to go to some place where it can land, in essence. So this just underscores how much of a problem we have with plastic pollution. As a matter of fact, scientists say that by the year 2050, the amount of plastic in the oceans will exceed the number of fish, or the pound for poundage. There'll be more pounds of garbage in the ocean than there will be fish. There you go.
Oh.
Eat and enjoy that fish when you get it on the on the ocean. What do we do? It's just making people aware. I want to make you aware of what's what. As is the case in our opportunity to talk to Dr. Richard Goldstein, who's a vet. He's from New York, as a matter of fact, Victoria. How to protect your pets, especially if you're city people, the weather gets warm. What do you know about the things that dogs can be exposed to? We'll find out in a moment here. As a public service, it's 43 past the hour.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, time now for us to get into something that's very practical this time of year. And we have with us Dr. Richard Goldstein, who's currently the chief medical officer at the Animal Medical Center in New York. Doctor, good to have you here to talk with folks about protecting pets in the hot weather. And what better place, what better venue? The heat of the city sometimes is more of a problem than the heat in the country, and I don't know why that is, but one of the things that I guess I want from you an overview, first of all, of the kinds of problems that are unique to the summertime that don't befall pets in the winter or the cooler weather months.
Good morning. I think there's two things we could talk about. One is the heat itself, especially in humid areas where dogs get overheated. You know, dogs don't sweat. They're not like us. The only way they can actually cool off is by drooling when they're panting. And so it's not very efficient. They get really warm just running around. A Labrador running around catching a Frisbee will get up to 104, 105 sometimes.
Now, may I interrupt for a second? When you say that, I'm going to bring up something that's sort of ghoulish and it's hard for me to talk about. I had for 15 years an English bulldog who died, and when I brought her to the vets, because it was unexpected, I was traveling on the road, I brought her to a vet center, and the vet told me that her temperature was, because I was trying to get her to revive, and the vet said that her temperature was 108 degrees and you couldn't revive a dog at 108, so 104 isn't that far from 108.
True, and those are the dogs that are the worst. So the dogs that really can't lose heat are what we call brachiocephalic, so bulldogs, English bulldogs, French bulldogs. People have to be really, really careful with them in the heat. And the other big thing we deal with this summer is infectious diseases. Dogs are out. They're out in the dog park. They're exposed to each other. And then a really common disease that we're seeing more and more this year is a disease called leptospirosis, which they get from swimming in lakes or ponds, playing in water, drinking from puddles. It's a bacterial disease that we're seeing in all over the country this year. A lot of death, actually, of dogs from exposure to this bacteria.
Is this something new, or has this been around for a while and we're just now paying attention to it?
It's not new, but it's getting worse and worse as it's kind of going around the country. It requires some fresh water, and so as we introduce fresh water to areas that didn't used to have water, like the desert areas. So basically it used to be more focal in certain areas of the country, like the East Coast, Chicago, Northern California, but now it's pretty much all over the country. And it's a disease that we can prevent with vaccination, but not every dog in this country is vaccinated for it. So it's a question of awareness on the part of the owner to talk to the veterinarian and find out if the dog is protected, and then on the part of the veterinarian to use these vaccines and make sure this disease is prevented.
I mean, I'm in New York City, and both of my dogs are city dogs, and they both have had lepto vaccines their whole life. So maybe it's just because New York City vets are more aware of it?
That's great. As a New York City vet myself at the Animal Medical Center, I'm proud of that, that I think we have a good awareness in the city. It's always been in Manhattan. We have people. This disease affects people as well, and we have people and dogs in New York City and all over the country getting this disease. There was just, in the news, three people in the Bronx that got leptospirosis from rat bites just a couple of months ago. So having your dogs vaccinated, and it's a city disease as well as a country disease as well as a suburban disease. So vaccination is important. And the other thing that's important is early detection. We actually have a new test out now called the Witness Lepto Test by a company called Zoetis that is able to detect this infection very early on. And so when you go to your veterinarian with signs of vomiting or not eating or just general depression or lethargy, this is one of the tests that can be used in the clinic to get a really rapid diagnosis, and then appropriate antibiotic therapy will clear the disease.
There is confusion among those that I know, lepto versus Lyme disease, because some of the same things manifest when the dogs have them, right? Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Did you hear my question about Lyme?
I did. Yeah, so Lyme disease comes from ticks. It's also very, very, very common, actually a lot more common, although we don't see as many deaths from Lyme disease as we do from leptospirosis. That's a tick-borne disease that comes from ticks. Again, we also have great vaccinations for those diseases, as well as things to use on the dogs or to give the dogs to prevent them from getting ticks. Can also affect the kidneys, and so it can be confusing with leptospirosis, but it's a different disease, and it's a tick-borne disease, not a disease from fresh water like leptospirosis is.
It sounds like something that you ought to check with your vet. If you're a good pet owner, you're going to keep the dog up to date in terms of health and the well-being. Having an annual checkup for the dogs is important as it is for a human being, in my book. Dr. Goldstein, thank you. Richard Goldstein, Chief Medical Officer at the Animal Medical Center in New York.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Good God.
I couldn't even sit through an episode of that show. I could not stand that show. I didn't understand the appeal or why anyone wanted to watch that, like, gross white trash
Roseanne.
Family.
That's what that was. John Goodman, Roseanne Barr, who often gets confused with your girlfriend, Chucker.
Who's his girlfriend?
Oh, Rosie? Rosie O'Donnell?
Roseanne and
well,
Rosie.
You know, Roseanne ran from 1988 to 1997, won 17 Emmys throughout that run. It was ABC's highest rated show for the first, or network television's highest rated show for the first two seasons. Critics really dug it, had a big fan base. I got to be honest, I was surprised when I read that ABC is greenlit a reboot with the entire original cast for an 8-episode season.
What?
Next year. Including, they're going to bring John Goodman back, who was killed off in the last episode of the show. So they're going to do some revisionist history, something I'm not a big fan of, but I get why they're doing it. I'm curious to see if
why are they doing it? That would be the question. Why are they doing it? unless there's got to be money involved in it, obviously.
Well, I think she pitched it to a series of networks, including Netflix, which was seriously interested in doing it. ABC, which is the original network that had the program, ultimately came and agreed to do it. Yeah, I think they can make money. I think they think it'll be popular. That's why. And I think in our climate, I think that shows humor. I think they think it will work very well.
Right. Well, I mean, the new Will and Grace trailer looks wonderful, but it's almost as if nothing has, you know, no time has passed. But, I mean, there's a lot of time since last Roseanne. Has anyone seen Roseanne Barr? Do we know what she looks like now?
I've seen her on some talk shows over the last few years, but, I mean, she's not really, she's not doing TV, she's not making movies. I guess she does stand-up comedy. And let's be honest, she made a boatload of, I don't know if she made Jerry Seinfeld-type money, but she made a lot of money off the syndication of Roseanne. I mean, a 9-season run for a sitcom in syndication, and you're the star executive producer and have control, creative control. You've made multi-millions.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, well.
So I know, Doug, you're looking forward to it, right?
Yeah. with bated breath. Stand by for more movie news. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here at 56 past the hour.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's why. One way, get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558, written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Chucker, what do we have in the movie news bag today?
Jimmy Kimmel, who I think did a really good job as the Oscar host this year, has been asked back. He'll come back next year. I said before the telecast that he'd be a long-term Oscar host, and I think what I said will prove to be correct. I think he's going to do it for many years to come. And this is an interesting story. Warner Brothers reportedly eyeing Back to the Future and Forrest Gump director Robert Zemeckis to helm its big screen version of the superhero The Flash. Zemeckis is a great director, but his last few films have clunked at the box office, so I think this would be a really good fit. And also, Victoria sent me a trailer to a movie called Battle of the Sexes, which is the story of Billie Jean King against Bobby Riggs in the 1970s charity tennis match. It's a really good trailer. Emma Stone plays Billie Jean King. Steve Carell plays Bobby Riggs. And I got to say, Doug, we talked about adult-oriented films yesterday on the show. This is a movie I'm looking forward to seeing. I like the trailer a lot.
I had a conversation with my son, as you know, who writes, cleans up scripts and stuff, among other things, in Hollywood. And he says that the movie industry has now made a concerted effort and a plan to make these movies. It takes about a month to make them, 20, 25 million. They bring in a star or two. They pay $3-4 million to, like, gear. And they run them out. And they're for people my age, white, older people. That's who these movies are for. And I've seen a half a dozen of them.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.